Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. And today we are featuring a part two of my conversation with Jay Widener, who is quite an accomplished filmmaker and author. And he's working on a new film about the plasma nature of the universe. We'll talk about that coming up. But we're going to talk about UFO disclosure right now, kind of an interesting subject. Welcome back to the show, Jay. It's great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
I really admire your overall view of things. You have a lot of experience in these areas, and our audience may not know, but you produced a show that I did with Ed Group many years ago, one season with Gaia. Ed and I had a lot of fun with that. It was really great to work with you on that, and people loved that show.
It was the first show, actually.
It was the very first one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We had a great time with you, so thank you for that. But then I lost touch with you all these years, and it was great to reconnect. Now, and the timing is perfect because Christian pastors across America are now reporting that they've been called into a government meeting, not clear with whom, you know, which government representatives or what department or whatever, and they're being told to prepare their flocks for UFO disclosure, but we're not hearing any more details beyond that, and none of this passes the sniff test with me. What do you think is going on, or do you have any information about this?
Well, my point of view is probably a little bit different than most people. A report came out in February 2024 by a group of about 25 scientists declaring that there are living plasma objects in the upper atmosphere, that NASA has hundreds of reels of video footage of them, the most famous being the tether launch out of the space shuttle, in which a 2-mile wire, copper wire, was let out of the space shuttle. It broke off and started floating out into space. You can watch this on YouTube. And then all these orbs started gathering around the wire. This report said that they're intelligent, they have predatory-like characteristics, they chase each other around, they eat electricity. It's an incredible report. And they followed it up with another report in October of 2024, talking about that these objects are dangerous, that airplanes might hit them. And then right after that report came out, all of a sudden, all these orbs and stuff were being seen in New Jersey area during Christmas time. And there was this big flap going on.
Are you talking about the mechanical looking orbs that were over airports and military bases?
Yeah, they do look mechanical, but okay. They're plasma. There are mechanical flying saucers. They're probably ours. They're probably U.S. military. But
you're saying these are plasma?
I do. I think the aliens are not aliens. They're plasma intelligences that have lived with us since the beginning of time. Whoa. And people see them. All supernatural interactions are probably interactions with the plasma. And I think when I type in, like, if I go to YouTube and I type in UFO, right, and I hit the button, I get hundreds of videos and I start watching them. I don't see any hard-edged objects, hardly ever. They're always fuzzy. They're always darting around and in ways that would be impossible if they were physical 3D objects. And there's even a guy who lives outside of Malibu, and he photographs these little tiny objects that chase all the jets and military objects that are flying by. And really? You have to slow it down to see it. But they're there.
Is this what has been called, like, will-o-wisps and things like that?
Yeah, will-o-wisps are what the ancients would call it, yeah. And I think that these two reports, because they're by real scientists, caused everyone to rethink what they were actually seeing out there. And I think that they're now beginning to accept that there is an intelligence, a non-human intelligence, and it's called plasma, and plasmoids are plasma that's separated from the larger plasma body, and they can fly at incredible speeds. They can pass through walls. They've been seen in airplanes going down the central aisle of an airplane. I've seen them. There's certain places like Marfa, Texas, where you can go and watch them at night. I think that they're finally coming to the grips with the fact that It's not aliens. I never was very comfortable with the whole alien thing because of immune system problems. I can't even go to Bali, you know, without getting sick. How can an alien come here, you know, and not get sick and die and have its immune system attacked? It doesn't make any sense. So whoever they are, whatever they are, they're from this planet. And so, go ahead.
Well, so many interesting questions for you on this. And I understand your film is also going to cover this coming up, right?
Yep.
And that's a few months out. How far away is that?
Toward the end of summer.
Okay. Sure. Okay. All right. Now, so what you're saying here is that they have cognition. They demonstrate intelligence, and they're formed of plasma, which means obviously they don't have, you know, any kind of biology or neurology that we would recognize. So they have some kind of non-neurological intelligence, or the neurology is based out of electricity or electrons in a plasma form, which is kind of interesting to me because I'm an AI developer and I stay on top of computation, and the most powerful upcoming processors are all made of light.
Yep.
And light has compute. So light carries out computations. And I've even talked about how, you know, light, the collapsing of the probability waves, light is doing real-time math as you're observing it, which has been proven through variations of the double slit experiment. So does that all make sense to you then?
Yep, that's exactly what I think too. And I think that there, if scientists say that there's all these thousands and maybe millions of these orbs that are flying around in the upper atmosphere. So what happened when we set off the first nuclear bomb? What happened in the upper atmosphere? How many of these plasma beings got blown away by a plasma bomb? Because that's what an atom bomb is. So then right after all the nuclear tests, all of a sudden two strange things began happening in the world. First was UFO sightings everywhere, all through the 50s when I was growing up. Nobody had ever seen a UFO before. Now everybody was seeing them. And then there would be alien encounters with beings in these UFOs, and the beings would always have the same message all through the 50s and 60s and 70s. It's, you are ruining this planet. You must stop what you're doing. Your ways that you are going about things are going to destroy everything that we've built. So you've got to stop it. Over and over, same message. At the same time, psychedelic mushrooms got rediscovered in the West in 1956. And then people started taking psychedelic mushrooms and other psychedelics, and they would meet these beings and these psychedelic experiences, and the beings would give the same thing. Say, you're ruining the planet. You guys got to stop what you're doing. You're going to destroy everything. And so why would these UFOs care if they're alien about our planet? And the fact is, because they're not alien. They're from here, and they know that we're really screwing things up. And so I want to finish with this. There's two clouds of plasma right outside the Earth's orbit. They're called the Kordaleski clouds. They're 10 times the size of the Earth. They're right at the L5 reading of where the moon is. So they're just about as far out as the moon, but they're invisible. There's many forms of plasma. There's glowing plasma, invisible plasma, all dark matter that scientists are talking about. That's all plasma. And
wait a second, because the scientists say dark matter is what, 96% of the universe?
Yep, that it is. And when you add in all the stars, because they're plasma too, then 99% of the universe is plasma.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. And our physicists are not studying 99% of the universe. They're studying the hard rock and trees and molecules and all that, and ignoring the 99% of the universe. Well, that's going to change too. So these Kordaleski clouds are gigantic. And Robert Temple has written a great book called A New View of A New Science of Heaven. He's in my film. And he posits that the plasma beings come from the Kordaleski clouds, and they interact and come down to Earth, and that we are plasma beings, and that, which we are, our brain is plasma, and our blood is plasma, and we are plasma beings. And what he's saying is that the plasma beings come down here and incarnate into the human form to have fun, you know?
So you're saying that our molecules are like standing waves of plasma energy.
Yeah.
Something like that, that it creates the appearance of matter.
DNA has photons in it. It's made of photons. At birth, when the sperm penetrates the egg, there's a flash.
That's true.
At death, there's a death flash.
There's actually photons emitted from people's bodies when they're living. There's actually light. I mean,
this is
straight up science, right? It's been measured.
Straight up.
But
I knew.
Go ahead.
I knew a scientist in Russia who would go to the morgue in St. Petersburg and take Curlian photographs of dead bodies.
Really?
Yeah, and he, he said that the Curlian photograph on the first day would be way big, the plasma field around the dead body would be way big, and then the second day it'd be here, and the third day it was just clinging to the skin, and the fourth day it was gone. And he did this hundreds of times. And so what I think is going on here is, so we have in spiritual traditions all around the world, they talk about that the human being has a light body around it, a torus-shaped light body that you can't see except in special situations, and that it is both the shield for the body from bad forces, and it's the force of life. It's chi, it's prana, the life force of all things. Everybody talks about it. Chinese medicine has mapped it with the meridians and acupuncture.
And the toroidal shape, by the way, if you look at it, it looks like an angel's wings behind a person's body. So,
oh my God, you're the first person that noticed that.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had anybody. I've noticed it for years. I'm like, angels are the toroidal.
Yes.
Hey.
So it's captured in the Christian tradition in the paintings of angels with wings. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what I think is that when you die, I think what happens is that your light body begins falling and collapsing in on you. And when it hits the skin level, you begin getting cold. And that's what everybody that dies, they report they're getting cold. And then it collapses all the way around your spine, and then it shoots out your spine, out the top of the head, because you have a filament of plasma attached to you from the Kordaleski clouds. And your spirit goes right through that cord called the Shishumna in the Indian tradition. It's a thousandth the width of a human hair, something like that. And you go up through that little... that little filament of plasma, which is the tunnel that's going by. And then you go back up into the Kordaleski clouds. Your memories are lodged into the Akashic record, which is the plasma record. And this is where you go. And you know, a lot of seers like Emanuel Swedenborg have traveled, Robert Monroe, the Monroe Institute have done out of the body travels up to these plasma planes. And they describe them, and it's all made of light. Everybody's made of light. Everything is made of light, and all around you. And that's where they're at. And we will return to that plasma field, and then we will come back here and return again, and come back here. And I
love how you're describing how light is encoding information and memories. Yep. You mentioned the Akashic records. I speak a lot about what Rupert Sheldrake called morphic resonance and morphic fields. And I think what you're describing is consistent with that, where the human brain is broadcasting and sharing information about knowledge and skills and memories, even insects. I talk about how spiders, how does a spider know how to build a spider web? Because it's tapping into a morphic field, which is organized information that it can tap into non-locally. So
that's right. And I love Rupert's dog experiment where he takes the master and goes out on a drive and leaves the dog at home. They got cameras.
And when they return,
as soon as he decides to go back home, the dog springs up, runs out in the front yard. That's a morphic resonance that's going on.
And there's so many examples of that. That's very clear. But maybe what you're describing, the plasma might be the medium of morphic resonance.
That's what it is. And that explains, how you can, I'm having a mind fart, where they can separate a molecule, and then they separate them by miles, and they tickle one of the molecules, and the other one is tickled too. Forget what that's called. But
you're talking about the spin states of protons and non-local.
So they're connected by a plasma. They aren't really separated. Just like when your wife leaves you to go on a vacation, you're not really separated from her. You're still with her, and because you're connected by this incredible plasma field. And this is, you know, what most of the spiritual traditions are actually talking about. It's really what Tantra is. Tantra isn't about having fun in bed. Tantra is about connecting the plasma field of a man and woman together, and makes a plasma shape just like a human heart, not the human heart, but the, you know, the heart shape. And we also know that these plasma beings, they like love. I mean, it's weird, but they do. And it's been shown that people in love will attract plasma. And I think it was John Michel, the great English mythographer, who said that he went to farms and he realized that he would go to a farm and check it out. He realized all the crops that were growing best were growing closer to the farmhouse. And as it went further away from the farmhouse, the crops got less and less healthy and nutritious. And he determined that it was because the farmer and his wife were madly in love with each other, and the plants and the plasma field would build up, and the plants would soak in the plasma and become more, grow better. So I think that this is the secret science of the future. And I think that once we understand it, we're going to find our place in the world that we feel so alienated from right now.
Well, it's really fascinating for me to hear this from you, especially since we haven't spoken in so many years, but we've arrived at some of the same conclusions. I've said, for example, that intelligence is everywhere. Intelligence is natural and it's decentralized and it's part of the fabric of the cosmos.
That's right.
And, you know, people say, well, no, only intelligence can only be found in neurology and only in humans or maybe higher animals. Like, no, there's intelligence everywhere. The whole cosmos has it built in. And there's more to that. What's the name of this film going to be?
The Invisible Universe.
The Invisible Universe. Or
Plasma and the Supernatural World.
Okay.
So I'm really going to explain, you know, that ghosts are real. They're the plasma shell of a living human being. And I'm not saying that all UFOs are orbs. I'm just saying that orbs are now declared by science to be a non-human intelligence. They have discovered and printed papers saying that these orbs are non-human intelligence. So this can't be a coincidence. This has happened in 2024, and then all of a sudden we're having all these orb interactions going on. It's almost like they want to have contact with us, is what I think.
So,
and I don't know what that will bring.
Based on your description of them, at least as I'm understanding it here, it would stand to reason that they would exist around other planets as well, not just Earth. Yeah.
They exist around the moon. There's several astronomers have photographed them zooming around on the surface of the above the surface of the moon. So yes, they are. They're on all planets. I think they're everywhere. I think the entire universe is filled with them, and I think that we are the kind of the species that really is not part of the universe as much as they are.
We are the meat sacks.
We are.
we are the meat sacks trying to figure out what's going on with the molecules. Okay.
Yeah.
So then just back to my original question, what do you suppose the government is planning on doing with its so-called disclosure? Is it going to be a false flag, a deep fake, a psyop, or what are they planning on doing?
Well, they'll probably do something stupid like have a fake alien invasion. or something dumb like that. I don't trust anybody in the government. I don't even trust that Luna lady. I think she knows what she's talking about. And I don't think any of them know what they're talking about. And that's why I think it is the orbs. So I don't know why they don't want us to know about the orbs. So I don't know if there's some kind of special information that orbs will give us. or what, but I just don't believe that the aliens are landing.
They did a massive cover-up of the orbs. Yeah. I mean, people were witnessing the orbs over military bases and over airports for, sure. I think it was for many weeks.
Yes.
And then we were immediately told at some point, the whole story pivoted. We were told, no, those are just people's drones flying around and things like that.
No, but why are they drones watching the military bases and the nuclear power plants and nuclear rocket areas? Because they're worried, because they're going to die. If we go crazy and some general does a Dr. Strangelove and goes crazy, then we're all going to die. They're all going to die. But they don't want to die. They like it here. They love coming here. This is a beautiful place to them. And what I hope that they're trying to do is teach us to appreciate where we live and to appreciate each other. Because this is just bullshit. And, you know, what's going on in Iran, I'm sorry, it's just bullshit.
Well, it is. And we're on the verge of madmen, one in particular, launching a nuclear war on the world right now under the influence of Netanyahu. I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. And again, people that don't understand the true nature of this reality seek to destroy it. And those who know what's going on here in this reality seek to preserve it. And the ones that seek to preserve it, we just can't get any way to get power, because you have to be ruthless to get into power.
I know.
And if you want to preserve it, then you're not going to be a ruthless person. So therefore, it's really going to have to be non-human intelligence that influences these bad people. And I don't know how they could do that. I don't know the mechanism for it, but we can't do it. I can't. I can't tell Netanyahu to stop. He's not going to listen to me.
Yeah. No, and he launches wars against Lebanon, literally named Eternal Darkness. It's like, you're just admitting what you're all about, you know. Jay, we're out of time here, but it's truly been fascinating, and I want to invite you back to talk about your film when the release comes out. Let me give out your website, jaywidener.com. And is there anything else you want to add, Jay?
No. It's been a great time. Thanks.
Thank you. We appreciate your time and all your wisdom, and you've been through a lot. We all have, but you especially, the people that you work with and the things that you've seen and witnessed, you've been through a lot. And I really honor your experience and your wisdom on this. So thank you for your time.
Well, I appreciate you, Mike. You're a real guy who not afraid to talk about the crappy health system that we're living under.
Well, isn't that the truth? Yeah, and so much more. But thank you, Jay. Have a great rest of your day. It's been great. All right, folks. So Jay Widener there. If you missed part one of our interview, that's also available at brightvideos.com, where Jay talks about David Wilcock, the late David Wilcock, and his work and his memory. So feel free to check that out and spread the word. And you can find all my interviews at brightvideos.com. And we'll invite Jay back when that documentary is close to being released. Look forward to that. I'll have to look deeper into the plasma explanation of what's happening in our world. Very interesting. Thank you for watching today, and take care, everybody. I love essential oils. I know you do too. And I want to introduce you to a new brand and product line we have of a certain selected set of essential oils. It's called Vital Guard. And we've got it in different formats. You're going to love it. I was just spraying some here before I started recording. This is my favorite formulation by far. We blended it ourselves. And of course, we have lab verified sources where we test for heavy metals and we test for glyphosate and other things. But check this out. I want to show you on my screen here. Here's the organic Vital Guard essential oil blend. Yes, certified organic, but here it is. It's lemon oil, it's clove bud, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, rosemary, sweet orange, all together, premium grade, distributed by, of course, healthrangerstore.com. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com, you will be able to just search for Vital Guard. It's all one word, and you can find these products. Now, here's some that we have right now. So we have just the oil itself, 15 milliliters, or, and then you can use that in a nebulizer or however you wish. We have the essential oil pillow spray, 2 ounces. that I love this format. I love to spray it on my pillow before I sleep. If I were to travel much, I would always take this with me traveling, especially, you know, like even in an Uber or a taxi or on a train or a plane, you name it. Then we have the hand spray also. That is a 2 ounce, 59 milliliters here that you'll love. And it also has some very amazing properties naturally because of the essential oils themselves. And then we have the essential oil shower mist format as well, which is available. These are just some different formats of the same essential oil blend, but just, you know, diluted with water or put in a different spray format or different concentrations. It's the same core essential oil. You will love this. And if you're a fan of essential oils and some of the amazing protective properties that they offer, or you've seen some of these oils, you know, mentioned in the Bible or mentioned throughout history, or the history of ancient Europe, for example, you will know that this blend is really something special. It's not just each oil by itself. It's the synergistic properties of all of these oils together. Not only is it absolutely delightful, but it also, that's why I call it Vital Guard, because it's vital to have protection. And these essential oils can help create that Vital Guard aura, that atmosphere around you. Again, check out the ingredients one more time. It's on my screen. I love the cinnamon in this, by the way. I can smell the clove and the cinnamon, especially. They come out very, very strong. But you combine all these together, and some of these are in my first aid gel, by the way. That's colloidal silver first aid with essential oils. There's some of these oils that are the same across both of those. Just the lemon by itself has amazing properties. So if you want to find out more about these particular ingredients, you can use our AI engine called brightanswers.ai. You can ask it about any of these, and it's uncensored, and it's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of documents and science papers and books that it can research in order to give you your answers. So check it out there. And if you want to purchase these at our online store, that's healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Vital Guard and enjoy these products. I know you'll really love them. I certainly do. I use them daily. So thanks for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.